You are now at the Gaia game introduction. You may not know it, but you have been playing this game for a very long time. The name just refers to the location of the game you're currently playing. Gaia is a name our distant ancestors had for the planet Earth. It's very likely that you do not realize you're playing a game, and that is not even important. The only reason this information is useful is because most people take things far too seriously. It is, however, all quite real, and all of your actions have consequences. The game is ruled by something commonly called karma. Whatever energy, ideas, beliefs, and expectations you send out will eventually come back to you. The reason it is useful to recognize that you are involved in a complex time-space reality game is that you can be totally in charge of shaping all of your outcomes once you understand the rules of creation. It's been said that we were created in the image of God. That is literally true, because the physical being that we currently believe ourselves to be is directly connected at all times to that all-encompassing energy field commonly thought of as God. We will call it the non-physical. We are here to be the creators of the physical world, and we have been given the freedom to do as we wish. Our creative power can be used to promote happiness and love or fear and disease. There's no judgment or recrimination either way, because all contrast is relevant to the evolution of the game. You can't do anything really wrong, except that you may do plenty of things that are not personally satisfying to you. That is the real point. Your unique and personal level of satisfaction and enjoyment of life is the only scoreboard that exists. You are only responsible for the game you play and how you handle the challenges you find along the way. You may be called on to help others along the way, but everyone is playing their own game, and as you will come to realize, they are totally responsible for all that happens to them. So, what do we have for you here? Useful ideas, seeds of an altered way of regarding the world. You do know all of this, but usually by 5 or 6 years old, we get so involved in learning to play the game we forget our real identity. It is our hope that by reacquainting yourself with your true nature, you will be able to accomplish more of what you actually hope to achieve. Just know that your powers are unlimited. You are here for an entertaining adventure. None of it is that serious, because while your current character will die, the essence of you is not going to die for a very long time, possibly forever. There are many such books, but here we're recommending a book called Karuna Hum, a Reality Design Handbook. It is full of ideas, and you will be drawn to whatever information you need. Anytime you put a request out to what we might call the cosmic cloud network or source or non-physical, you'll get an answer. It may be in the form of a book or something you witness or something totally out of the blue. This game path you can follow will help you learn how to ask and receive. You will always get what you ask for or something even more satisfying as long as you're ready to accept the manifestation of your desire. That's the faith part of this, since science has not quite figured out all of this yet. Don't let fear or worry hold you back. Let your dreams and desires guide you. Have faith in the awesome power that is yours to wield. Enjoy your game. Have fun. You are sure to make some great friends and memories along the way.